This is a place where I was not in favor. It looks good on paper, but it is not going to yield the transportation projects that we might have seen in this area. I was pleased to see that there was a way for UNC Asheville to benefit from some flexibility dollars that will happen as a result of this package should it pass. But, you know, I think our voters, I hope they will see the good that this will do as far as universities and education. But in terms of infrastructure, I think it has more to do with buildings that are already in existence in North Carolina and not so much about transportation. It'll be something that they'll have to weigh and, you know, see what all is included in this bond to weigh what how worthwhile it
is. Would you vote for the bond package?
I'm gonna have to give that some thought, honestly. Part of the problem that I had with it, too, is how will this money be repaid? Who will stand to bear the burden, the most of the burden for payback on this bond?
You mentioned UNC Asheville, and it was kind of surprising to see UNC Asheville was one of the few schools that didn't have a specific project funded in this bond package.
Right, and we worked to try to get them included. However, there is money for them in some unrestricted funding that will be included that I think they will definitely benefit from.